Hello, I'm Gary Roby. Welcome to this call to worship. Magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt His name together as we look at God's goals for us in this coming new year, our heavenly to-do list.
Jesus, be my guide, hold me to your side, and I will love you to the end, to the end. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet, and a light unto my path. And a light unto my path. Oh, Thy word is a lamp unto my feet, and a light unto my path. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet, and a
All-knowing God, you alone know what lies ahead of us in this next heartbeat, the next few hours, days, and in this new year to come. Lord, in our flesh, we can easily be overwhelmed by the unknown and taken over by fear. You've not given us the spirit of fear, Lord. Please, give us your peace in knowing that you are the one who will direct our steps. You know the way that is best for us. You encourage us in your word as we see how you directed your people in history. And we read that we can trust in you with our whole heart. We don't need to lean on our own understanding, but we should acknowledge you in every way. And you promised, and you will, make our path straight. Father, your word is filled with instructions for us, words to live by. Your will is made plain, our spiritual goals laid out for us. Father, it's impossible for us to remember all that is in your word for us to do. And even when we remember your direction, we lack the strength to do what we know to do. We know, Father, that your strength is made perfect in our weaknesses. So, Lord, please fill us with your powerful spirit. And as we focus on our heavenly to-do list, help us to keep the main thing, the main thing. Although there are many commands, instructions in your word, the greatest of these is love. Thank you for your love. You first loved us. Help us to love one another. And thank you for this time. Give us ears to hear what you have for us today.
Friend and
Thank you for listening to this call to worship as we consider God's goals for us. We sincerely appreciate your prayer support and your donations to this ministry. Your tax-deductible gift can be sent to Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. You're also able to make a contribution safely and securely on our website. That website address is calltoworship.us. This is your call to worship.
When I look into your holiness, when I gaze into your loveliness, when all things that surround become shadows in the light of you, when I found the joy of reaching your heart, when my will becomes enthroned in your love, when all things that surround become shadows in the light of you, I worship you.
Like you.
Please listen to God's Word as He shares some of His goals for you and I in this coming year. It's my prayer that we will hear what He has for us and that we will make them our New Year's resolutions. One of the most important goals should be to praise and worship God. As we read in 1 Chronicles 16, "Great is the Lord. He's most worthy of praise. He is to be feared above all gods. The gods of other nations are mere idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty surround Him. Strength and joy fill His dwelling. O nations of the world, recognize the Lord. Recognize that the Lord is glorious and strong. Give to the Lord the glory He deserves. Bring your offering and come into His presence. Worship the Lord in all His holy splendor." As Paul told the jailer in Acts 16:31, believe. Believe in the Lord Jesus and you will be saved. This is where your life begins, where you need to start before this new year. Be saved. Accept the free gift from God, Jesus Christ. God's Son paid the penalty for your sins on the cross. He shed His blood to pay the price of your freedom from sin's punishment. You are bought with a price. That's the great and good news of the gospel. Start your new life with Christ right now. Today is the day of salvation. Then let God transform you into a new person, Romans 12. And so, dear brothers and sisters, I plead with you to give your bodies to God because of all He's done for you. Let them be a living and holy sacrifice, the kind He will find acceptable. This is truly the way to worship Him. Don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. Another important goal for you is to be holy, as He is holy. 1 Thessalonians 4. First few verses. Finally, dear brothers and sisters, we urge you in the name of the Lord Jesus to live in a way that pleases God, as we have taught you. You live this way already, and we encourage you to do so even more. For you remember what we've taught you by the authority of the Lord Jesus. God's will is for you to be holy. And then later in 1 Thessalonians 5, Paul reveals a short list of goals, God's goals for His people. Here are just a few things on that list. Dear brothers and sisters, honor those who are your leaders in the Lord's work and live peacefully with each other. Take tender care of those who are weak. Be patient with everyone. And don't pay back evil for evil, but always try to do good to each other and to all people. And always be joyful. And pray without ceasing. In everything, give thanks. And finally, one of the most important goals in this year to come and every day, love one another. As Christ explained it in His own words, found in John 15, I have loved you even as the Father loved me. Remain in my love. When you obey my commandments, you remain in my love, just as I obey my Father's commandments and remain in His love. I've told you these things so that your joy may be full. Yes, your joy will overflow. This is my commandment. Love each other in the same way I've loved you. There's no greater love than to lay down one's life for one's friends. And then in verse 17, this is my command, says Jesus, love each other. The Bible is absolutely filled with God's will for us. Our spiritual to-do list is included on its every page. We've just heard a short list, some of the goals that God has for us. May His Holy Spirit help us to remember the ones that each of us need to focus on as we step into this new year.
God gives joy, a sack of peace, unreachable any other way, through the power of grace. Gives hope beyond unthinkable, blessing beyond countable, all good things He has for you and me. And God gives joy, unspeakable peace, unreachable any other way, but through the power of grace. Hope beyond unthinkable, blessing beyond He has for you and me. I had stored up evergreen treasure. They were the only gods I knew. But on the day the Savior found me, I saw that all I possessed could not be. He was giving for free. Power of grace, hope beyond the thinkable, blessing beyond count of all good things he has for you and me.
So many folks are lonely. Oh Lord, they need someone to care. And when I look about and see them, I can't help making this my prayer. Let your love flow through me. Let your love flow through me. Make me a blessing, Lord, wherever I may be. Keep me pure, keep me clean, so that you might be seen. Let your love flow out through me. Lord, when I meet another lost one, give me all the right words I should say. Chance may be with me today. Let your love flow through me. Let your love flow through me. Make me a blessing, Lord, wherever I may be. Keep me pure, so that you might be seen. Let your love flow out through me. Keep me pure, keep me clean, so that you might be seen. Let your love, let your
under your wings, cover me within your mighty hand. When the oceans rise and thunders roar, I will soar with you above the storm. Father, you are king over the flood, and I will be still and know you are God.
Find rest, my soul.
Find rest, my soul.
In Christ alone.
Christ alone.
Know his power.
Know his power. In quietness and trust, when the oceans rise and thunders roar, I will soar with you above the storm. Will be still and know you are God. When the oceans rise, oh yes, I will soar with you above the storm. Father, you are king over the flood, and I will be still and know.
Says to us in Isaiah 43 that he's called us by name. When we go through the deep waters in great trouble, he will be with us. And when we go through the rivers of difficulty, we will not drown. When we walk through the fire of oppression, we will not be burned up, and the flames will not consume us. For he is our Lord, our God, the Holy One of Israel, our Savior.
Oh yes, yes. When the oceans rise and thunders roar, I will soar with you above the storm. Father, you are King.
Yes, you are.
Oh yes. And I will be still and know you.
Oh yes.
When the oceans rise and thunders roar, I will soar with you above the storm. Father, you are King.
Oh, yes, you are.
I will be still and know you.
Oh, yes,
I will be still and know you. I will be still and know you, our God.
Our call to worship today has focused on goals, God's goals for us, our spiritual New Year's resolutions. I'm happy that you joined us and pray that this program has been a blessing to you. Thank you for your letters and your financial support that keeps Call to Worship on your local station. Our mailing address, Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. That address again is Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. You're invited to stop by our Facebook page and visit us on our website at www.calltoworship.us. You can make your tax-deductible donation to this ministry on the website. You can also listen to programs and find other valuable information, including a list of songs that you've heard on today's program. That's calltoworship.us. Call to Worship today has reminded us of the value of setting goals for this new year, God's goals, and is a broadcast ministry of the Dove Media Ministries of Medford, Oregon. And from Hebrews 13, now may the God of peace, who brought up from the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, and ratified an eternal covenant with his blood, may he equip you with all you need for doing his will, his spiritual to-do list for us. May he produce in you, through the power of Jesus Christ, every good thing that's pleasing to him. All glory to him forever and ever. Amen.